This is Discover Your Dog, the show that demystifies your dog's behavior so you can get the very best results from your dog training. This show is brought to you by FamilyDogFusion.com. For professional advice, dog training tips, ebooks, and a video to teach your dog how to walk on a leash, go to FamilyDogFusion.com and sign up for your free membership today.
Dog lovers, thanks again for joining me on today's show. I keep talking about it and I see the results. We love when you share the shows and we love that our numbers keep rising. Every time you share these shows, you are helping us to flush our troubles away. Our shows become a whirlpool that flows out into the dog-loving world, and we can keep spreading the word and making every dog a great member of the family.
We would love for you to join our community of dog lovers. Log on to Facebook and search for our business page, Family Dog Fusion. There you will get updates as to what's going on with our dog-loving family and friends from all over the world. See events, our travels, or just information that you may need about the podcast, our book, or the new products we'll be releasing. That's Family Dog Fusion on Facebook. See you there.
This is Discover Your Dog, the show that demystifies your dog's crazy behavior and brings a little sanity back into your life. I am Benny Copeland, trainer of people, behaviorist to the dogs, and just like you, the listener, a dog lover. Thank you all again for tuning in. Today, we are going to talk about an article that Tam sent me. When I read the title, I knew it'd be amusing, but I didn't realize that it would have some practical information as well. The title, Why Do Dogs Drink Out of the Toilet? This article comes from a newsletter put out by MichelsonFoundAnimals.org. Let's flesh out my opinions right after this.
Do you love what you hear in all of these podcasts? Does what Benny say just make sense to you? Well, if you want a more in-depth understanding of what it means when we say demystify your dog's behavior, then you need to go to Amazon.com and get Benny's book, Family Dog Fusion. Yes, we named the book after the website because we wanted things to be simple to remember. And most of all, we really want to fuse your dog into your family. In these few pages, Benny has decoded dog behavior. He's found a way to make what he has learned over the past 20 years of his life make sense when it comes to communicating with your dog. Also, the great thing about this book is you can mark up the pages, highlight the important stuff, bend the heck out of the spine even if you want to. It's yours. So we suggest to do all those things and then give it away and buy a new book when that happens. Family Dog Fusion on Amazon.com. Get your copy today.
So, I'm going to read to you from this article called Why Do Dogs Drink Out of the Toilet? Why do dogs drink out of the toilet? I know my Molly was really bad about that. Some of the things we're going to talk about, too, are some of the things that I had to do with her around, too. And I also think that if the toilets were left open, that Sandy probably would be a toilet drinker as well, and Oz as well. So, here's the article. It's a sound that many dog owners are familiar with. They're maybe in the kitchen making dinner or taking a shower, and then they hear the loud slurp, slurp, slurp coming out from the toilet. Then you know it's happening again. Your dog is chugging water out of the toilet. So why do dogs drink out of the toilet? Is it safe? How can you get it to stop if your dog drinks out of the toilet? Read on to learn more. Why do dogs drink toilet water? Well, experts think that perhaps one of the reasons that dogs drink from the toilet is because they are naturally inclined to seek out running water. This is an instinct left over from when dogs were wild animals, not domesticated pets. Back when dogs lived in the wild, running water was a healthier choice than stagnant water. This might also explain why cats love hanging around near sinks. Okay, I guess they're comparing wild cats and wild dogs together here. The whole running water, I don't know. Let's move on. Another possible explanation is that dogs enjoy the quiet of a bathroom. This room is away from the general hubbub of the rest of your home. The solitude is peaceful, and it makes for a more comfortable place to have a drink. Okay, so at this point, I really don't feel like that either one of these opinions is really a great opinion. Number one, I know I have a very small water bowl for Beans, and I have two larger water bowls for Oz. Oz is a much bigger water drinker. He drinks water all the time. I literally have to keep three bowls of water filled. He always drinks Beans' small water bowl. Now, is it because it's fresher? Is it because, you know, it's obviously not running water, but he always drinks that one first. Now, if that one's not full, he goes to the next one. He goes to the next one. He really, and sometimes I've seen him just go to one of the bowls and drink from them. I also have water bowls when I'm sitting outside just to hang out. I leave water bowls out there for them. They have no problem drinking from them. I know Molly was a big toilet bowl drinker. I think, though, me, in my opinion, I think what happens is if a dog ever does run out of water, that they want to find a source. And the toilet is a continuous source of water. They are not going to run out of it. And so here is a way that if they ever did need or want for anything, I know Molly, before I got her, sometimes did not really know where her food or water was going to come from or if she was going to get it. So I do have the tendency to feel like that when they know that there is a source of water, that becomes the place. And once it becomes a habit, it's a habit. You know, if there's certain smells, if there's certain things that are going on. So this whole running water thing, yes, I do believe that running water is better than stagnant water. I don't know that a dog would know any difference other than if the water was not good at the time they were drinking it. They're pretty good at knowing whether something's good for them or not. Sometimes in the moment of taking a drink or sniffing at something or something. So I'm not really sure that, you know, who these experts are. And I love when an article says experts say there's no real expert who they're talking about in specific. Most of the magazine articles and places do refer to whoever it is, but this one doesn't. It is just a newsletter article too. So I don't know that I would agree with that. And again, my opinion is that dogs really, if they do find it as a source of water and it's a continuous source of water, it's a lot better for them or more liable for them to go drink at it. Okay, so the next question they ask, which I thought was a very important question and really got me interested in the article, is toilet water safe for pets to drink? Now, to me, this is a more important question and a really good question to ask. Now, if your instincts are telling you to halt the behavior when your dog drinks from the toilet, then you should trust your gut. Toilet water isn't particularly clean, and it's best to discourage your pet from drinking it. Unfortunately, toilet bowls might contain loads of bacteria such as E. coli. Dogs run the risk of infection, intestinal bacteria, and parasites. Also, if your dog drinks out of the toilets, they risk ingesting anything you have in your system, including chemicals that may be toxic for canines. So what they're saying too, you know, I know people that have the habit of, you know, if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down. And then sometimes not even flushing it down then. Unfortunately, in these cases, there are other things in the water. And I have known dogs that will drink out of that water, whether it has urine in it or not. And this definitely is not good for your dog. And again, you know, we don't clean our toilets. Most of us don't clean our toilets every day or, you know, even once a week. And so things do build up. I know that there's sometimes mold can build up under the rim and under things that can also be, you know, dangerous to your dog and the bacteria and things like that that are in there. So it is, I think that that's a good idea that you do keep your dog from drinking from the toilet or make your dog stop doing it and try to reduce that habit. And we'll talk about some ways to do that later. And it comes out in the article as well. So the going on in the article, arguably the most dangerous part of drinking out of the toilet is exposure to all kinds of cleaning products. Most of these contain harmful chemicals and are dangerous for dogs, such as chlorine bleach, sodium peroxide, hypochlorite salts, sodium hypochlorite, and sodium perborate. Or I don't even know if I pronounce any of those right. Anyway, ingesting these chemicals can result in chemical burns, poisoning, or death. That is true. I mean, when I know I've used very, very harsh chemicals when I'm cleaning my bathroom and cleaning my toilet. So, definitely is something that I would want to keep my dog away from. I definitely wouldn't want them to be drinking out of the toilet, especially right after I clean it. Sometimes at one point I even had that little blue dot you put in there and turns the water blue and all that stuff. So I definitely don't want my dog, it's kind of a bleach byproduct too, and I don't want them drinking out of there. So back to the article, if you have a pooch who is known from drinking from the toilet, familiarize yourself with signs of poisoning. Very good idea. Also, keep your bathroom door shut for several hours and several flushes after the first cleaning of your toilet. This will help prevent ingestion of the cleaning products. So, that's a good idea either way. We're going to get into that too. But especially after cleaning the bathroom. I know when I clean my bathroom, I'm using a lot of chemicals and stuff. I totally close the door, turn on the fan, make sure that, you know, it's totally out even before I want to go in there, because it's usually a lot of strong smells and things like that I don't like. Those cleaning supplies get pretty brutal when you're cleaning out, especially having to clean stains and mold and things like that that are normal parts of being in a bathroom. So, how to stop your dog from drinking out of the toilet? Since drinking out of the toilet can be dangerous, it is best to discourage your pet as best as you can. Here are several tips to take to try to stop your dog if your dog is drinking from the toilet. Okay, so this was a part that I knew we were going to get into. This is kind of the end of the article. It's a very short article newsletter. And I felt like this was a really good, they had a lot of good tips here. We'll just kind of go through the tips and I'll talk to you about some of my personal experiences as well as, you know, what tips, how I feel about each of the tips. So number one is keep the toilet lid down at all times. Well, I mean, if you live with a woman, they're going to tell you to put the lid down anyway, but most people don't put the top down. So this was something that it was actually very irritating with the women that I have lived with or been with and whatever, is that I have a really bad habit of putting the top down. Well, for guys, if you're not paying attention, you'll pee all over the top. For girls, which if the lid's up, that's what they get angry about anyways. They sit on the cold porcelain or fall into the toilet. Well, in this sense, they're going to sit on a flat toilet. So you know what? You can't make everybody happy. So just get in a habit of when you go to the bathroom, lift the lid. When you leave the bathroom, put the lid down. And I had to do this with Molly. As a matter of fact, she got so good. I actually had to get one of the toilet lids that was very a little stiffer to lift, because she would actually, the ones that were easy to lift, she could actually get her nose in there and lift them up. So with her, I even had those toilet lids that are actually a slow close, so they're a little stiffer and a little heavier, and she wasn't getting in there. But I was very much in a practice of keeping the lids down. Now, Oz and Beans don't drink out of the toilet, and so now I'm seeing, like with my roommate, there's a habit of leaving the toilet up. I still am in the habit of just knocking the toilet lid down. So when I go in the bathroom or whatever and the toilet lid's up, both the lids up, we have two dudes living in a house. So when both the lids are up, I just knock them down. So I'm sure it's kind of funny if he goes in there and he's like, what the heck, or, you know, whatever. But anyway, it's just a habit. I've been doing it forever. The second tip is to keep the bathroom door closed. Very good tip. If your dog, especially like Molly, was able to get into the toilet, whether it's closed or not, this is definitely a good tip. Understand, though, I know in my bathroom, I don't like to leave the door shut. So it is something you're going to have to get into the habit of. And if it is something that your dog does on a consistent basis, you're going to have to be very aware that you are leaving the door closed at all times. And of course, if you have a family, you got to get your family on board with doing that as well. The next one is keep several bowls of cool, clean, and fresh water around your home at all times. Now, this is, I do think this is important. I think your dogs need to have access to water at all times. Now, potty training is about the only time that I would tell someone to limit the water, but that even then they need to be very specific about times and they do give water. Of course, in Tennessee, we have had some really, really warm days in the last couple of months and zero rain. So it's very important to keep the water. The water has been just evaporating out of all the bowls outside. So, and I don't want warm water in the bowls outside anyway. So I keep a couple pitchers by my kitchen. And I don't want it to be cold water coming out of the tap or any ice cold water. So I just keep pitchers so that they sit there maybe overnight or whatever and turn into room temperature. And then I fill those bowls on a consistent basis. I also wash their bowls on a weekly basis. So my dogs love to get outside and kind of get in the dirt and stuff like that. So sometimes the bowls get a little bit of dirt and stuff in them. So cleaning that water, cleaning the bowl, I've noticed when I grab the bowl, typically there's kind of a slime around the edge. So any bowls that your dogs are eating or drinking out of, they do have a tendency to grow bacteria and things like that. I notice on the ones outside that there's sometimes they'll grow mold in them a little bit quicker. And when I'm talking about that little green slimy stuff that can get at the bottom of places where water is. And so when the bowl's just sat out there, even empty, it'll sometimes develop that. So I'm very good about bringing in the bowl and cleaning it at least on a weekly basis, if not more often. If I ever see that kind of stuff, it gets cleaned more often. But keeping that water around the home in a specific place, don't move it around. You don't have to put it in their crate either. So just leave a bowl for them to get to. So if you do crate your dogs, they'll be fine for the few hours that they're in the crate and they'll drink when they need to. So just do it. Now, the next tip is just in case your dog drinks out of the toilet, keep the bowl as clean as possible. Yes, and clean with non-harsh products. I a lot of times just take the brush and knock off all the, you know, grime and stuff that gets in the bowl or, you know, the stuff that sticks to the side. You know what I'm talking about, stuff that sticks to the side. So, and just knocking that off a lot of times and rinsing it with good clean water, some non-harsh cleaners, and then about, you know, once or twice a month, I clean with a harsh cleaner and make sure all that's clean as well, especially if I know someone's coming over. And yes, I'm a dude. I don't clean that often. I don't do it every week. So, but every 2 to 4 weeks, I definitely clean the toilets and make sure, and that I use a harsh cleaner. So I want to make sure that they're not getting in that as well. So that's definitely something. Now, the last thing that they use, and, you know, I don't know. I mean, if it's something that you're willing to do and it's something that you have room for in your home or in your kitchen or something like that, especially in a place that if it does collect a lot of moisture, it's not going to ruin a floor or carpet or something like that. They actually recommend to purchase a pet water fountain for your dog, since this will offer the appeal of running water without risking infection or poisoning. Just make sure to fill it regularly, clean it once a week, or routinely change the filter. So you know, they really talk about more of that running water thing, you know, that they learned from the experts. I don't necessarily know. I do think, one, it is a convenience because it constantly refills, so it keeps the water flowing and clean. I've even seen dog fountains that actually rotate the water. If I was going to do anything, I would do more like that the water would continually rotate and just kind of fill a bowl, but it would empty and then refill as well. And other than the ones where I've seen like it's a 5-gallon water thing and it just flows when the dog drinks out of it. And some of them are automatic fill. But, you know, even there, I think sometimes it creates laziness where someone doesn't clean it on a regular basis. I've seen them get pretty freaking nasty. in a home and, you know, even recommended that maybe they clean that thing. So, you know, just because it's water doesn't mean it's clean. So it's definitely something that you want to look at. Make sure that your dog is getting good, clean water on a regular basis. Very important for your dog anyway. And, you know, it's just, like I said, I found the article very interesting. I loved reading the article and love sharing this with you. So with that, let's go to the summary. So in summary, today we talked about why your dog may like to drink out of the toilet. And you discovered that I had some very differing opinions than those quote unquote experts. And you also learned some great reasons not to let your dog continue this nasty habit. Thank you.
If you would like to contact us, we have a link on our website, familydogfusion.com. We would love to hear your opinion and we value your feedback. So again, familydogfusion.com. Or if you just want to send us a direct message, you can do that via email. It goes to familydogfusion@gmail.com. Your comments are important to us and help us with future shows. Thank you for listening to our show. If you haven't already, please subscribe to our podcast and share it with your friends and family. Also, go ahead and give us a 5-star review because it helps others find our show. And frankly, we just love to read them. This show is produced by Eric Janer and show notes are created by Carissa Dolan. Thank you to all of the Family Dog Fusion team and our affiliate sponsor, Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. For your free pet insurance quote, go to familydogfusion.com/insurance. And go to familydogfusion.com and sign up for your free membership today.
Be impeccable with your dog.